Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled.
That's Sweet Baby James bringing us back.
And you need a helping
17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Tiana Lawrence, become a great member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of Blockchain for Dummies. She is a blockchain cryptocurrency distributed ledger expert. And this is the most fascinating thing to come across my transom, come over my transom since the internet. It is an amazing capability, this technology, blockchain. And how it's handled, what it can do, and how it's going to disrupt a lot of our world. And Tiana is a great expert in helping us understand how this is working. Tiana, as you told us last segment, blockchain was created for cryptocurrencies, but there's so many other ways that it's being used in the currency world and outside of the currency world, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Yep, there's a lot of applications, just like the internet. You can't just think of it as email or mm-hmm. websites. Think about all the different ways that people use the internet.
So we call it worldwide blockchain, WWB? Is that what you're saying?
Only if it was a single system. That's another one of those things, is that there's lots and lots of blockchains that each have their own utility and purpose.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about let's go back over and let's do that before we go into anything else. Let's remind people how a blockchain works.
Okay,
give us the very simplest definition of it.
Blockchain is software, and it's a way of organizing a system so that everyone has the same information, and it makes it difficult to change information once it's been placed within that system.
Mm-hmm. So the technology creates the asset and the record of the asset, mm-hmm. and then it's distributed over ledgers, which is to say a network of computers to people who are nodes. They call them nodes, or also miners. These are people who hold that register, that blockchain, and it could be 10 or it could be a million nodes, right?
Well, think about it like this. We have this radio show that we're talking to lots and lots of people, and we can never take back the words that we say.
Right.
They go out, and people can't ever unhear them. In the same kind of concept, this information goes out, and it's secured, and you can't ever be sure that you ever took back all the information. And that's the basic concept of how this kind of technology works.
Mm-hmm. And so now that we've got this is a digital way to verify to claim and to verify ownership, to do business with these records, and to avoid a lot of middlemen too. That's one of the main things that blockchain does, doesn't it?
Yeah. So those are all things that blockchain enables, but it can do so much more. Those are just sort of like the beginnings, just sort of when we started with the internet. Some of the first things we could do was send an email.
Right, or surf a little bit. Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So one of the things that you've been working on lately are called initial coin offerings, ICOs. Tell us what those are.
So an ICO is a way for fundraising in this space. And they've become very, very popular this year with a lot of money being dropped into it. Just to put it within context, it's been significantly more than we've seen in venture capital.
Mm. Really?
And it's a global phenomenon. So when you raise capital through an ICO, you're not just raising locally. You're not just raising from your handful of venture capitalists that you know. It goes out to the world. And so you end up with somewhere between 10 and 20,000 people that end up participating.
And how much would those people put into your business?
You know, I think on average it's about $200 or so.
Really? And what do they expect to get back from that?
You know, they end up with a token, some kind of representation. Now, the thing with these tokens is they could be a security. It could be a currency. Right. It could be a utility
warrant,
token.
Like a warrant? Could be like a warrant, which is like a debt instrument? Could it be something like that?
I think that's probably also possible. I haven't come across those yet.
Just not as practical right now, but it could be.
Yeah. Yep.
Because we could have you and I could have a loan transaction that would be established on a blockchain.
Yes, we could.
Yeah. So all right. So these people here. So here's an entrepreneur trying to raise money for their business, and they do an ICO, and they put it out. Do they use a platform? Is there some particular platform? There are platforms that help them with this?
Yes, one of the most popular platforms for the creation of these is called Ethereum, and it's the second largest blockchain by market cap. And what has allowed it is Ethereum has a programming, like a Turing complete programming language
right.
built within it. So you can build any kind of software, hypothetically, within Ethereum, which allows them to build contracts
right.
that issue these tokens.
Hey, hold on to that thought, Tiana. I want to wrap up here this segment, folks, with just a couple of seconds to say this. If you're confused, if you're feeling like you don't understand what we're talking about, please don't get down on yourself. It's not you. This is a really unusual. It's different. It's a little complicated. You just have to keep listening and reading and thinking about it. And then you'll eventually get it. It'll start. I'm a long way from knowing everything I need to know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.